Matthew.
Philip.
How have you been?
Been chilling. Been all right, man. Been surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Surviving this crazy world. How you been?
I've been okay. Just saw System of a Down live.
Yeah, we were both we're both concert boys this week.
Right, you just saw Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria.
Last night, we're both representing.
We're repping the repping the tour merch.
Right on.
Repping how these bands banged us out for ticket money and merch money.
Oh, for sure. I spent at least $200 altogether.
Really?
$100. Well, probably $250. $100 for the show.
Okay.
Another $100 for two shirts.
Nice.
And
I only nabbed the one.
Yeah. I bought one because all the good ones were out. I was like, this green one is all right. But then some guy was selling them outside for half price.
Nice.
This one.
That's a cool one with the King Kong. I like it.
Yeah, I was like, you got any mediums? He's like, yeah. And then he hands me this one. I'm like, this is not a medium. But it's okay. It's a nice bedroom tee.
Yeah. It's a girlfriend tee.
Exactly. No pants, you know. Covers my naughty parts.
Exactly.
Get cozy. And then, yeah, $14 beers and shit.
Jesus.
Bought like a $7 Gatorade.
Okay.
You know how it is.
Right.
But it was a good time.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Coheed was great. I think that was like my sixth time seeing them, and just gets better every time.
I'll bet. How much were your tickets?
The lawn seats after the fees and taxes and everything was $40.
Not bad.
$40 and then $40 for the shirt.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be reunited again.
And it feels so good.
So good. And yeah, we just got back from a showing of Weapons. Wild movie.
What a fun ride.
I know.
It was.
You were asleep for half of it, but it was...
At least half of it, but not because of the movie.
No, it's because of Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
That Puerto Rican front man tired me out.
Yeah. I was going to say, because there's a moment in the movie where a character is bludgeoning another character's head in repeatedly, and I looked over at you... and your eyes were heavily shut.
When Benedict Wong was killing his husband?
Yeah, spoiler alert. No, it's all right. It's a spoiler review.
Spoiler review.
If you're watching this show, you should just know that you should watch the movie first.
Yeah, it's advised, you know.
Yeah.
Movie title in the title of the video. You should probably watch the movie.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about said movie.
That's right. We're not going to dance around the spoilers. We're going to get right into it.
Fuck that. Yeah. I mean, right into it. Benedict Wong's gay in this movie.
Just yeah.
Biggest spoiler right there. I mean.
You know what's confusing to me? Because there's another actor who's Asian. I'll say it because I'm not sure what kind of Asian he is.
Mm.
Named B.D. Wong.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar?
I know the name. I feel like if I saw the face, I'd be like, oh, I know that guy.
He was on Law & Order SVU. He's the only Asian guy that, I forget what his role was, but they would always consult. He's a psychologist. He's a psychologist that worked for.
Okay.
But he's gay in real life.
Right.
And, yeah, I saw Benedict Wong in the credits, and I thought.
Who's not gay in real life?
I guess he's not, yeah. But I was looking for a gay, little twink Asian guy, but I got a big bear.
Right.
So that was a nice surprise. But yeah, what a flick.
Yeah.
I mean, just one of those movies you're watching, and you just have no idea where it's headed, which is my favorite movie. It was like his last movie, Barbarian. Did you see that?
I didn't see Barbarian. Okay. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Yes, I did.
Yeah, with the Airbnb.
Yeah, that movie fucked me up.
Yeah. Another one of those movies is just a series of events unfolding.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Could not see where it was going until I did, you know.
And then once you do, it's like, you're too far in, you're too far deep. I mean, neither movie's bad. Like, that's not to say, like, you're too far to tap out. It's kind of like they show you where it's going, and you're like, well, I'm here. Let's do it.
Right.
You know, incest titty milk thing from Barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
This one, weird bog witch aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dressed like a clown, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... That was an unsettling bitch to look at.
Absolutely. Very, yeah, a lot of unsettling scenes.
Yeah.
For sure, especially building up to it, the dream sequences and whatnot, and
that was probably one of my favorite parts when Josh Brolin has that dream sequence and he sees the aunt in the bed, in his son's bed.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up and he just, what the fuck? Like, yeah, dude, I'm with you on that one.
I've been there too, because I've had some fucked up dreams where I wake up and, man, I'm like,
have you ever had a dream, wake up, and it's still the dream?
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up twice and, and you're not really sure if God's lying to you or not.
You're right. Yeah, they're not usually as freaky or cinematic as like you would see in the movies, but it goes something like, it's like in the morning when I should be awake.
Right.
And I'm dreaming. I'm going about my morning routine, brushing my teeth and doing all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm still in bed.
Yeah.
Things like that.
It's freaky shit.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky.
Makes you wonder if you're asleep right now. Is this a dream? Is this real life? Or is this a fantasy?
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Jinx, you owe me AIDS.
I'm clean as a whistle.
I'm clean as far as I know.
Not a drip.
Yeah. No boils on my piece. No pimples on my piece.
God bless you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. At least for me, kind of pretty unpredictable. I don't know.
Yeah.
You might have some snobs be like, I saw where this was going the whole time. I don't know. I mean, wasn't too many hints. I mean, obviously, the kids all in unison go missing. They all dart out of their houses with their arms out like that.
Yeah,
in a V shape.
The cool run.
Yeah, which I get. Well, that's another symbol. They had the triangle symbol.
Oh,
in the credit of the movie.
I didn't even think of that.
It's just like a real quick when they show the title sequence of weapons.
Yeah, and then the beginning it was in the O.
In the triangle, yeah. So I was like, all right, well, that's going to mean something.
Yeah.
Some sort of occultic thing, okay. And the kids are doing that. It's like, okay, so there's that. They're all doing that in unison, so it seems, okay, they're under some kind of spell.
Yeah.
Why and for what reason? Who's controlling it? I don't know.
That's one thing I kind of wish the movie would have dug a little deeper into.
Mm.
Just the aunt in general. Like, where is she from?
Mm.
What is this weird ritual shit that she does? Is she a witch? Is she a demon?
Yeah.
Is this actually this lady's sister? Like, was she a weirdo growing up? Like, maybe there should have been some kind of, like, expose flashback kind of sequence or something. I mean, just for the sake of information.
Yeah, I think
I don't think it took anything away from the movie that it didn't have it.
I don't think so. I think they were intentionally trying to keep it vague.
Yeah,
I mean, they're kind of little hints that they were to kind of illustrate the character. Things like
what was her name?
The aunt
Janice.
Sounds about right. Aunt Janice.
I think Janice, you crazy bitch.
Yeah, Aunt Flo.
Crazy bitch, Janice. Yeah. Aunt Flo would have been great.
Yeah.
Just a metaphor for periods.
Yeah.
You see, bleeding. They do get crazy when they're on it.
Yeah, she is bleeding a lot in that movie.
She's bleeding
through
a lot.
Her finger most of the time. But.
Finger, her fucking jaw at the end of that movie.
Oh, that was awesome.
That scene fucking ripped.
Yeah, it was pretty cathartic.
Yeah.
That, I gotta
say. Felt good.
But, but there are little hints, like, here and there. Just kind of hinting at her character, not really fleshing her out, but like things like when the father picks up the son, Alex, I think the kid's name is, picks up the kid and they're talking about, oh, the aunt's moving in for a while.
Yeah.
And the dad says, yeah, I don't really know her much. I don't think your mom even really knows her much. We haven't seen her in so long.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're kind of like, so she's clearly like estranged from the family.
Couldn't imagine why.
Yeah. I kind of like how vague they kind of kept it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I don't really know. We know she's sick. She says she said terminal, so I assume cancer. So I guess that's enough of the motivation. We need to know why she's doing what she's doing. She needs,
sure.
Do
you think she'd get some kind of like life
force life from the kid? That's what now that we're talking about it, I was like, is that what it was? She gets all these kids in a spell,
but
she's harvesting the kids in the basement.
But then, like, what was she really, like, what was she doing with them?
What was she doing to the kids? Yeah.
Like, they were just standing in the basement, like, statues.
Yeah, did they? I guess they didn't go into that unless we missed something. Because, yeah, clearly the whole thing is to get her well. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just the age-old tale of, yeah, harvesting children's energy or whatever, life force.
Yeah.
To
is Aunt Janice supposed to be Washington?
Yeah, it's a whole metaphor. It's a political metaphor.
I mean, that explains the giant gun in Josh Brolin's dream sequence.
Oh, yeah, that was bizarre.
What the fuck was with that?
That was bizarre.
It was a giant floating gun with 217 on it, and then the gun faded away. Yeah. What is that about? There wasn't a single gun in this movie except that one.
Well, at the end, no, they shoot the cop and the junkie. Yeah. But, well, the movie's called Weapons. It's using them as weapons.
Guns are weapons.
Guns are weapons. A little weirdly on the nose, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's...
Sometimes these movies do these things that make me feel real stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I want to answer that on my own because I know if I look it up, like what it means, there's going to be some asshole on Reddit who breaks it down so well that I'm going to feel like I need to go back to the third grade. I need to start learning long division again because life ain't working.
I don't know. Maybe it's not as deep as we think. I don't know.
But yeah.
There's something to it for sure.
Do you think 217 meant anything?
Mm.
It's the director's birthday.
Well, I think, I don't know. Immediately what I think of when I see that number is The Shining, I believe, is room 217 where lady in the bathtub is. That's just, I don't know, maybe it's a reference to that.
Well, yeah, I mean, if that's it, then that could be like a cool homage. That's something.
I don't know, maybe it has it's an occultic reference. Maybe it's like a biblical passage. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to look into that. I don't know. But not as we're talking about it, not a lot of it was spelled out. But yeah, what the fuck was she doing with those kids? Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck must have been doing?
That would have been a good thing to reveal at least.
Yeah. Like her intentions, the why, the motivation for the character.
It's gotta be, yeah. She was sick, so she's harvesting these kids. You know, she explicitly says hospital can't make me better. Your parents can't make me better. But what could make me better is you get all of your classmates' personal belongings and bring them to me. And she does, and then puts them under a spell. They all go in the basement, and they're in there. They were in there for a good amount of time.
At least a month. Because there's that one scene with the cop where he's messing with the junkie, and you hear on the radio, oh, it's been 30 days since yada, yada, yada. So it was at least a month that these kids were gone.
I think it's safe to say she was harvesting them in some way to make herself better, using some sort of spell. They just didn't explicitly tell us, which,
right,
you know, I guess is okay. You know, it's kind of cool. Just
makes you. It didn't really work out for her.
It did not. Yeah.
The literal things that she was using to keep her alive, they did the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They ganged up on that bitch and they tore her to shreds.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, the little kid, he turned the tables on her.
How the turntables.
How the turntables.
Man.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, everything leading up to it was very intrigued the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean,
when I wasn't sleeping, I was very engaged.
Yeah. I mean, just, yeah.
I like how they broke it up and it, like, by character.
Yeah, that was cool.
And, like, you know, followed each character, and then you would see the same scenes from different perspectives. Bless you.
Thank you.
And it was cool. It was cool seeing the same scenes from different perspectives, and I think doing it that way gave the movie definitely some time to flesh out a lot of stuff. You know, because with that much going on, I felt like every character in this movie was important. There was almost no B characters.
Mm-mm.
And if you have that many main storylines and you try to do it the traditional way where it's just a what's the word I'm looking for?
Linear.
Yeah, like a linear timeline. You don't have the space to expand it like that.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, that was the only way to tell this story. Yeah.
So it was cool, you know, like doing it with the teacher and then Josh Brolin and then the cop and Benedict Wong. And the junkie. They did one with the junkie, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He saw that crazy bitch in the woods.
Yeah.
That was intense.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, a lot of intense moments.
Yeah. Not a lot of jump scares, but also a lot of, like, not jump scares, but a few, like, boom. Like, hey, you know, this is, now you don't see it, now you do.
Yeah, it was done well, I think, tastefully. Yeah, the movie had some bits of humor to it too. It blended it well. It was a horror movie, but it blended some comedic moments in there too. How ridiculous the situation was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just watching those mob of kids chasing her. You know, and just, you know, the outside characters just watching. You know,
yeah, the aunt running through people's homes, right. And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, some parts were filmed like a comedy, which is to be expected because Zach Krieger, he made The Whitest Kids You Know.
Right, yeah, I just learned that like a few weeks ago or something.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's a show that I'd heard of, but I never watched it, but I knew it was like a comedy sketch show.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You'd love it, yeah.
And then after learning that, I kind of thought back on Barbarian. I'm like, was there anything funny in there? Like,
kind of. I thought Justin Long's.
Shout out to Justin Long.
Yeah, he in his cameo.
Shows up in this one. Yeah,
did not expect that.
The unsung horror king.
Mm-hmm.
What a dude.
Yeah.
What a dude.
Yeah, cool. Her dream sequence was really cool. You decided to get a beverage at like the worst time, I thought. Like, there's so much happening right now. But yeah, she had a dream. She goes into the school. It's like night out. It's totally dark. And all the kids are like face down on the desk.
Right.
But the Alex kid, oh, he's the only one who raises his head. And he's covered in like that makeup that the aunt is wearing. And just the creepiest fucking smile.
Shit.
Dude, it's crazy. It was a very interesting ride. The movie took us on.
Yeah, I
didn't know what to expect going in at all, so I couldn't say it wasn't what I expected because I didn't know what to expect really.
Right.
I mean, Barbarian was kind of took a
took plenty of turns.
So I guess I kind of expected the unexpected with this one.
Very philosophical.
Thank you.
Philosophical Phil.
Hey.
Sounds like a garbage pail kid. Philosophical Phil.
Wow. That's a new one. That's going to catch on, I think.
Hell yeah.
It's going to ring to it.
We should just change the name. Real Talk with Philosophical Phil and Matt.
Yeah.
Meticulous Matt.
Meticulous Matt. We could expand our podcast.
There we go.
Other things.
Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
New name.
Yes. Start smoking DMT and then.
There we go.
Might just turn into a Joe Rogan podcast.
We could watch some crazy shit. Like I don't know. We do DMT and watch 2001 or something. There we go.
I just bought that, actually.
Hey.
On 4K.
Or we can do even the next level and watch another Kubrick space classic, The Moon Landing.
his crowning achievement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ah, Kubrick. What a guy.
But yeah, great cast. Josh Brolin, Julia Garner,
yeah.
So cute.
Everybody was great, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the cop was cool.
Yeah.
I
had read that Josh Brolin's character was supposed to be Pedro Pascal, and because of something, because of scheduling or whatever, he couldn't do it. Glad for that.
Yeah. Sit this one out, Pedro.
Yeah, yeah. As anybody knows from the Eddington episode, we're big fans of Pedro.
I like Pedro. I think it's you that's got the problem with Pedro.
Just when he's not on camera. When he's on camera, he's fucking great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, he probably would have done good in this movie.
Yeah, no, he would have killed it. But, I mean, Josh Brolin is just a class act.
He's, yeah.
He knows how to play a vengeful father for sure. Yeah. Like he's got that down to a T.
Yeah, exactly. Thanos, this. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows
it. Pissed off dad. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the movie ended a little abruptly than I thought.
I thought that too.
That was like right when it ended was the moment where they could sort of reflect on what happened.
Yeah, because like we get the kids tearing this crazy bitch apart. Okay, the kids are safe. They all go back home. And then the narrator's like, some of them started talking. Boom, done. No resolution. Like, yeah. We don't find out what happens with these kids or, you know, just...
Well, it was almost like a tactful kind of tease, it seemed like they were doing. Like,
yeah.
She literally ends with, like, and some of the kids started talking. Well, what the fuck did they say?
Right, right.
You know, and then... don't worry about it.
Did any of them mention their, I don't know, month and a half in the nether realm?
No. Use your fucking imagination.
What do you think? What do you think I saw? What do you think happened?
A fucking witch put me under a spell, made me run around like an idiot. What do you think she was doing with us?
I was running around like a cartoon character in the middle of the fucking night. How do you think I feel? I'm tired.
Yeah, put two and two together, moron.
You're sending me back to school? Really? I've been gone a month and a half. I just tore this bitch's jaw off. It's Thursday. I gotta go back tomorrow. I gotta go back tomorrow.
Yeah.
My principal's dead.
Yeah.
Fucking kids. But it was a lot of fun. I'm interested to see, you know, what this dude does next.
He's doing Resident Evil next.
Oh, that's right. I did hear that.
Yeah. That's gonna be awesome, I think. Okay. Based off these last two movies he's done. Yeah. Because I don't know about you, but every Resident Evil movie I've seen is not great.
No.
Not even really good. I didn't see a Welcome to Raccoon City. I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah, no. I think I've seen all the Mila Jovovich ones.
Yeah, and those are just, they're just fine. I don't know. Fine to, like, dog shit, I'd say,
right,
on that scale.
It's one of those weird movies where I think those movies would be better if they weren't called Resident Evil. But they probably just slap Resident Evil on there to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe the first one, maybe the second one are, like, the best ones.
The more faithful ones.
Yeah, I get. I mean, I was never too into the games, but from the feel of watching those movies, I would assume that those first two are a little bit more faithful. Because then by the time you get to, like, 3, 4, 5, she's Neo. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's running around in the desert, and she has powers, and she's fighting zombie dragons. And he's like, what the fuck am I? What is this?
Yeah, I mean, that one, that particular one, Extinction,
yeah,
where it's in the desert, it's like, yeah, Mad Max, that's actually my favorite one. That's probably the least, like, the video games.
Yeah.
Which I think, I don't know, maybe was its strength. I don't know. Because, like, I don't know, the first couple, they had characters from the games.
Right, yeah.
But, I don't know. They just didn't really.
It was one of those video game movies where the main character wasn't in the game.
No, right.
And just put in there to be the main character.
But she's a hot piece of ass, so.
Word.
Fuck it.
And she's married to the director, so.
Yeah.
Job security, baby.
Job security. What a babe, yeah.
She's a babe.
Yeah.
Schwing.
I'd put her in all my movies. Are you kidding me?
Word. I think you would have to put your wife in your movies if she was an actor and you were a director.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine, like,
you gave this bitch the role and not me?
Yeah. Like, you're casting, it's between your wife and,
yeah,
like, I don't know, Sydney Sweeney, and you, right, have the nerve
yeah,
to be like,
ooh, yeah,
I'm going with her. Are you now?
You're in the doghouse now.
Doghouse.
Yeah.
But your movie paid for the doghouse. You're a director.
That's true.
Unless you're, what's his name? Paul Thomas Anderson?
Mm.
Is that his name? I don't know.
Oh, Resident Evil?
Yeah.
No, Paul W.S. Anderson.
There we go.
Common mistake. They make very different movies.
Oh, so the guy I mentioned is a real person.
Yeah, Paul Thomas Anderson made There Will Be Blood, Boogie Nights.
Gotcha. Okay, like, he makes, yeah, good movies.
He makes good movies.
Right.
Yeah. Was it about this movie Weapons? Because I don't know if I have anything more to say about it. Other than I really, really liked it. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I don't know, out of 5, I'd give it a 4, maybe even 4.5.
Yeah, I was thinking I was thinking on the drive back over, like, out of 10, it's a solid, like, 7, 7.5 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, I think roughly like a, I guess a 3, 5, 4. It's right around there.
Mm.
I would watch it again.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's a good, it's just a fun.
Yeah.
Spooky movie, you know.
Spooky movie. That's a good way to.
Spooky. Yeah. Yeah. It's not like.
It wasn't scary. Like,
it's
I
not particularly scary. It's
I
not.
I wasn't like.
Mm. It's just tense and.
Tense.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, it's not going to ruin your night like Hereditary.
Ugh.
Which I, that's probably ruined my week, honestly. Yeah.
It's in my fucking head for the rest of my life. That
yeah. And it's not, you know, like, I don't know, like Scream or whatever.
Right.
Know?
Right.
It's kind of that middle ground, I suppose.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a fun, fun little horror movie, fun little thriller.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Go see it in theaters or video on demand or whenever the fuck this comes out.
Yeah, buy it, stream it, watch it, whatever the other lyrics of that Daft Punk song are.
Mm. I don't know. I only know Bigger, Faster, Stronger. Is that Daft Punk?
No. Yeah, well, that is Daft Punk. Yeah,
yeah, that's the only
song. Or Kanye.
Oh.
There's also a Kanye song.
Yeah. Sam, what's he been up to lately?
He's. I haven't really heard from him since the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's Ye now, though, by the way.
So, oh,
yeah.
My bad.
Kanye's a slave name.
I meant no disrespect.
Well, it happened.
It did. It did. Intention means nothing. I'm a piece of shit.
I hope he doesn't hear this.
He might
go after the Costa Ricans next.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's bled the Jews dry. I'm going to go after the Costa Ricans.
I think to make amends, I got to buy one of his shirts. I think I got to do it. I think I got to do it.
Yeah, man. there's not anybody from Elizabeth who should be wearing one of Kanye's shirts. Excuse me, Ye's shirts.
See, now you got to buy one.
Fuck.
Yep.
Is that
you slipped up. Yep.
Yeah.
Floridians, you finished.
I mean, you know what? You know what there's a lot of in Florida?
Cubans.
And Jews.
And Jews. That's
and
true.
Jews. Yeah.
Yeah. Florida might be on his list regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Just for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the Jews.
Yeah.
Well, I hope some of those Jews enjoyed Weapons.
They certainly got it made.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's true. They did fund it.
Yeah.
And they'll probably find a reason, or they'll find a way to, you know, metaphorically link themselves to the kids and be victims. And, you
know. They always find a way.
They always find a way. I mean, you know, just this is going to be real fun. I don't know if you've ever noticed Netanyahu goes on Twitter from time to time to talk about, like, I guess. He, like, you know how, like, whenever there's some kind of, like, an attack or, like, a mass this or a fire or something, world leaders feel the need, like, from countries that aren't involved, they feel the need to come out and comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
Netanyahu does this really fun thing where he will extend sympathies and then compare it to a struggle of the Jews.
That's insane.
He'll be like the Hebrews, we know all about this bullshit, so
yeah.
I extend my heart to you guys. It's like,
God.
All right.
I don't know. The last thing I heard from his mouth was that you can't be MAGA if you're anti-Israel. I'm like, well, that's an oxymoron if I've ever heard one. But I think this discussion is better suited for our new podcast coming out. Real Talk with Meticulous Matt and Philosophical Phil.
Right.
We got to try to keep these separated.
Yeah, I gotta do better with that.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine. You have to say it or else, you know. Like, if I didn't say it, I would be accused of being a Zionist.
Silence is violence.
Silence is violence. Or like Anakin Skywalker once said, if you're not with me, then you're against me. There's no neutrality.
Right.
I mean, he didn't say that part, but
mm-hmm.
you in my eyes, the Jedi are wrong, or whatever the fuck he said.
Right.
Before he got his legs cut off.
Once I watch those movies, I'll understand more what you're saying.
It's going to be so rad when we finally do.
We are. Yeah, we need to sit down and watch those.
Part of me, I mean, you know, as a fan, I want you to like it. Part of me wants you to hate it.
Why?
Just because it would be funny.
Oh, so we can go back and forth on it, like we do M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, you know? just for the laugh. Just like, of course you would hate it. I don't know.
I mean, I've made it this far in my life. I'm almost 30 years old without seeing it. And there's been a reason. I'm just not...
Go the distance. Fuck it. Don't ever watch them.
Yeah.
Be the contrarian.
Yeah. I don't know. I really want to. See, if I've seen the Family Guy parodies of Star Wars, I feel like I need to watch Star Wars.
That's true.
It's only fair.
Those would probably become a lot funnier.
Yeah, I would imagine. They're already fucking hilarious to me.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Star Wars coming soon.
Star Wars pod coming soon.